Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What up, challenge fans? On tonight's episode, Rogan lies to D. Rogan lies to D again. L and Rogan lies to D a third time. Tory Deal is the real deal. And finally, oh my goodness, D is newly single. What up? We're talking about all that and more next. D, hit me up.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, Buzz.
Yes! All right! Welcome, one and all! Yes, oh, Dee, yeah. I hope you're watching tonight. I'm going to show off for you in here. My name is Daniel Lindgren, and welcome, one and all, to another episode, after show, of The Challenge. We're all excited for you to be here. To my left, we've got Benny the Jet Rodriguez once again from
yes.
The Sandlot.
Yes, I like that. 90s, I haven't heard that.
90s reference.
In a while, yeah. What's up, guys? Benny Adams here. Thanks again for tuning in with us. Can't wait to talk about The Challenge.
Me too. Pamelot. Oh, straight up from Camelot. A Knight's Tale.
Making it short and sweet. Hi, guys. We're so excited. This was a on fire episode. There's so much to get into, so I'll make my intro short and sweet. It's me, Pam. Hey. You know who wouldn't hurt you, D? Disney Dan.
I would not. Yep. I would treat you like a princess. Get it? I'm Disney Dan. And last but not least, we've got David Pumprock. Chris, what up, David?
What's going on, guys? How we doing? Hello to you on the other side of the country or world. Ooh. Never still wake late. Thank you.
All right, guys, we got a lot to talk about. I want to make sure you guys all stick around because we've got another game that I prepared.
Yes. Can't wait.
We're all going to be keeping score. I'm super excited for this. I think it's better than the game I came up with last week, so stick around for that.
I'm excited.
Let's start with overall thoughts, and we'll run through that real quick, and then we'll get to our first topic.
Mind blown. This episode was just, we were all on the edge of our seats. Like, we were literally, like, yelling at the TV. Like, this was a good, good episode. So, yep. I loved it.
I don't know if there's been an episode that we've all unanimously been as, like, on the edge of our seats, literally shaking, nervous for the people, not knowing what was going to happen. This episode was jam-packed. Curveballs, drama, competition. It was crazy. Like, there's so much to say that,
Yeah, I will say this was not my favorite episode.
Really?
No, not even close.
Really? Wow.
For real. The last episode was my favorite, absolutely. But this one was, I was just so confused, I feel like, most of the episode. I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, it was there's so much, like, manipulation and just mind tricks and just,
I kind of agree with that.
It was just so much going on. You know, my mind was like, whoa, like, just trying to process everything, and I was just kind of like, why, and no. And
the way they've set it up this year, they're trying to jam-pack so much into an hour and a half, and the fact that it's an hour and a half and not an hour anymore, and there's still too much for us to, like, comprehend half the time, it's like, how are they going to go forward with, are they going to go back to hour episodes next season? Are they going to keep, you know, push to 2 hours? I don't know, but
2 hours.
I want 60 minutes. No, I mean, 60 minutes is enough.
It was good. Don't get me wrong, but it wasn't my favorite. For me, it got better towards the end. The whole beginning part, you know, at first too, I really liked that challenge. I was like, that looks freaking fun. I want to do that. And then when CT threw it, I was like, oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, all right.
Well, we'll get into that because I have some thoughts on that. And I don't think Benny liked it that much either because I wasn't really vibing.
Like,
I'll tell you guys why
really
after.
Like,
but I need to start off with my favorite thing in the world, which is a good conspiracy.
There we go.
My girl
Dan's conspiracy theory.
It's called a Danspiracy, not a Caraspiracy. So I was very confused with that. And also, Kara, it's not a conspiracy. But we'll get into that in a second. And let's start with that. Kara says that they staged that proposal. And I will start it off by just saying this one thing. Tori's not that good of an actress, let's be honest. And when I watched that proposal all week. I went on my DVR, I went online, I just kept watching it over. I love it. I teared up every time. The natural reaction that Tori has is not staged. It's just not. Mm-hmm. There's no way she's faking that. So
100%.
So that's why Kara's conspiracy is not a conspiracy.
Yeah. Also, even if there was, obviously Jordan brought a ring to the challenge. So even if there was some forethought on someone's part, that A, is not a conspiracy, I'm with you. And B, does not mean that every ounce of that wasn't 1,000,000% sincere. Again, we could feel it through the TV. So I'm going to say, Kara, the salt is, she needs a little more sweet, a little less
Let's
salt.
Let's just be honest, though. Kara knows this isn't a conspiracy. She's just jealous that Tori is getting all this attention.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That's what it is.
Well, it's one of those things where, and you know how I feel about Kara, but this is, it's like, you know when you suspect someone of something, it's usually coming, the call's coming from within. Like if I'm like, oh, he said he liked my shirt, but maybe he really doesn't mean it. You're sort of projecting. It's like, Kara, did you stage something? Because it didn't seem staged at all. It seemed 1,000,000% sincere. Again, most proposals, he got her mother's engagement ring. She knew it was that. Yes, if you're going to spend your life with someone, there's probably a little bit of forethought. It doesn't mean it's
right.
staged. And it's like, that's then you would say any proposal is staged.
I mean, he probably wants to get the right ring size, so I assume he either asked the mom or maybe took one of her rings without her looking and just like kind of got it measured properly.
But I mean, Kara went so far as to say that she bets they were married before they came on the... It's like, do you really think that?
Because why would they even have to do that anyways? Why does it matter if they got married before or just got married after? What does it matter when they get married?
It doesn't. And again, the entire point was that however we feel about Jordan Tori, who we all, I think, happen to love, that was a real moment. That was a touching, sincere, sweet moment.
And it's low-key just kind of just disrespectful to just say all that stuff. If you really do think that, that's just something to keep to yourself because you see everyone is coming together, you know, celebrating the two, and you're going to be the Debbie Downer and say all this stuff.
It's petty, and Kara's got her own stuff going on. That's all I'm going to say. She's got her own issues going on inside, whatever that may be.
And they have this super, super cute little party, and Zach says some words, and you got Polly sitting there like a little kid with his... He can't stop smiling. He's like, what? This is the best day ever. Even Polly's in on it. It's great.
Even that, like, Polly, her own significant other, is even there. So,
and what's so crazy is what we've been saying all season where it's like, you know, Polly actually likes
Jordan and Tori.
We've been saying all season, and they literally said it on the episode. So tonight's like, man, Tori, we know what we're talking about sometimes at least. Like, come on, we just called that 5 weeks ago, and now they're talking about it on the show, the exact words we've been saying. So,
and you know when, God, again, Kara, you know, I'll always have feelings for her, but this, sitting in the bathroom, I feel like she's just full on decided to be a jerk at this point. I can't imagine she sincerely is that nasty. I really hope not. I think she's just committing at this point. Well, like, I'm going to be a jerk to them.
Well, I have three thoughts on this. One, is this partly produced? Like, is it you're the villain, Kara, where you sit back and play that role? Is that part of it? Possibly. The other thing is, if she is true to how she's feeling and what she's saying, then I give her credit for sticking by what she is, because then otherwise it would be fake if she was to go out there and celebrate when she really dislikes him. So then that I can understand as well. Thirdly, you suck, you know? Right. Like that's so, like, why, you
it's
know?
It's not nice. And again, so when you're making Polly look like a sweet little angel, you're doing something wrong. Yeah. Polly looks
But
again,
it's like, it's such a cool moment. Everybody put the game aside. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, if that's truly how you feel, then props to you for sticking to you, staying true to yourself. Fine.
No,
but
Kara,
it does suck
have
because...
Have fun, Kara. Hang out with everybody.
Kara did say on social media, though, that she wanted to be the villain. Whether that was true or she decided to see that when she saw how she was being depicted on TV.
That's Benny, you nailed it. That's what she did. She saw, she's like, oh my God, they're gonna think I'm awful. I should just tell them that I'm doing it on purpose to be the villain. Well, no, that's just her natural reaction and stuff, and she doesn't know how to coexist with the fact that she's
but honestly, I can't
separate stuff.
But I wouldn't put it past MTV to have that nudge on her of playing that villain.
I just
though,
love
know, like,
when you get to see everyone have fun. Even the most hated rivals like Bananas and Amanda would sometimes sarcastically, like, not tonight, Satan, and whether they're torturing each other or not, when everyone in the house bonds, those are the, like, those are fun challenge moments.
Yeah.
And you know, an engagement party, time to set your game and your feelings aside and hang out with your housemates and your, it's just a bummer. And I, whatever she's doing full force. So, you know, there's that. But I would have liked to have seen everyone have a good old fashioned hangout.
I just feel it's easier to be happy than to be mad.
It's less energy, dude.
Exactly.
And Tori and her, again, I get Kara's legit beef with Jordan. He's not very nice to her. But it's, I know people who I might not like their boyfriend or something. I can still have fun with them on an, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just a, it's like, I get it. I understand. I'm not saying she's entirely wrong, but that you're just ostracizing yourself, you're putting a target on your back, and you're costing yourself a fun chill time.
We had one last thing on Kara. We had mentioned this. You and I were talking about this, Pam. Logan Knight writes, even on the after show, Kara was being bitter instead of putting the game aside and just being happy for Jory and Jordan. So when they showed that like 3-minute clip, David, and you and I were talking about it as well. The whole that time there, everyone's like, even Polly was there. They were all super happy. I think Cam was hosting it, kind of. And the only one sitting there awkward the whole time was Kara. It's like, Kara, why can't you just push through this? You know you're being filmed right now. Push through and say, hey, guys, look, really, let me just say congratulations. Yeah. She's committed, or she just, I don't even know if she's like,
she just doesn't care.
I think she cares. She's committed to this character now. Like this, I'm the jerk now.
I think she's always been socially awkward, and I think it's like coming out in a villainous way now versus just a nerdy being bullied way. It's just the opposite.
Yes, now she's a physically powerful, socially awkward person.
From the first season we were introduced to her to now.
Because it's a
complete 180.
I gotta bring this up. I looked at, so this is not quite news and gossip, but a shout out to a clip that was posted and going, it's a, oh no, you twiddent. And it was really funny. It was from many seasons ago. I don't remember which, where Emily was running like a, what's that called that the people do? CrossFit. CrossFit like clinic. And they were, and it was Jemmy. It was back in the day before we had Olympic athletes.
They do like mountain climbers and
they were,
stuff like that.
All training. And Kara was not fit enough to train with them. So you see Kara going up to Emily and being like, can I train with you guys? And it's a cutaway of Jemmy saying, I told you, Car, that they were going to, like, eat you alive and not that they wouldn't let you train with them. That they only let, like, intense trainers. We've seen her grow both as an adult and gain ownership of her competitiveness as well as her social game, which, again, like, I guess she's going for, like all villains, they have a nice origin story where they start out as heroes until they're bullied to becoming, she's Batman now.
You guys, this is going to be a weird, I'm going to compare it here. Have you guys ever, seen Breaking Bad, right?
Of course.
Yeah. She's Walter White to Heisenberg.
Right, she's gone to Heisenberg.
I know, and she's not like physically murdering anybody, but
Kara's the one who knocks.
There you go. So, but that's like literally what I was thinking about. I'm like, her change from being picked on, because Walter White is picked on. He has to work. He's working at a car wash, getting picked on by his boss there. Mm-hmm. He's a school teacher. The kids are walking all over him.
That's like every villain.
And now she's Heisenberg.
Yeah. She's got her origin story. She started as a sweet girl that was bullied, and now she's a villain.
All right, let's move on to the Rogan betrayal, the Rogan traitor that he is. He brings it up. No one, at least that's how they show it to us. He's not prompted by anybody else. He just sits the guys down and says, I want D gone.
Dirty, dude.
I can't
make any sense to me.
It's such a weird thing because, and Benny, you and I were talking about this, how we've loved certain characters to start this season and now we hate them to end the season.
Yes.
And Rogan's one for me. I thought he was so, I was like, okay, he's getting a second chance.
A
it's his redemption season because he was awful in that first round that he did two seasons ago. I hate him now. Can't stand him.
I hate him and can't stand him too. And also, so dirty as the day is long.
But lied also, to her. Constantly lied to her over and over again. It's insane.
Yeah, and they begin with her being like, it's you and I, babe. Like, it's so sad.
You could tell in that conversation he was not fully in that conversation. He was like, he's trying to redirect and get out. He's like, yeah, babe, sure.
He's
I'm with
the other
you.
Way. Yeah, he can't
so
look her in
the eyes. So insincere, but she's so into him that she's believing all of his bull.
She's like, I'm going to miss
not
you.
Into it, man.
And
he's
like,
no,
yeah, I'll miss you too.
He just made himself look so silly on TV.
Well, he just revealed himself.
Right.
But also so dumb, which we'll get into later on. I can't believe any of the others were like, okay, that's a cool move. We'll go along with this. Leave her. Like, it's so dumb on so many levels.
I know, but you know what I did like?
I don't get it.
I did like how all the girls on each side were like, this is stupid. Why are you guys doing this? Why are you guys making us be the bad guy to make us vote her in?
And which is cool, yeah.
That what was. We thought, it's like, if that's what they want, then why didn't they let... Why wouldn't they, that team, put her in and make it look like other numbers and let us put Tori in? Like, why would we do that?
Here's my
work?
Thing. I know that Kaylee's on Rogan's side, so I get that aspect of it. But he is like, look, we got to trim the fat. I think Dee's the weakest. But, Rogan, you
what?
Don't.
She's not the weakest.
No, he wants to break up with her. This
I know.
Like,
thank you.
Yes.
So that's my point, Pam, is he's looking for a way out. No, you guys can interrupt. It's fine. He's looking for a way out. Kaylee is clearly the one that should be going in. Yeah. Dee, I think, and I'm telling you right now, I think Dee is a lot stronger than you think, and I think she's going to go very
far.
She
proved it last season.
She made it to the end of
last season.
Last
she was really good. She was really good
she's
last season.
Already proved it, and she's the only, I mean, yes, she's, that is, it's the dumbest thing on so many levels. It's dumb because it's tearing apart their own alliance of girls, which she is on. It's dumb because he is acting like a fifth grade boy that's like, oh, my mom won't let me date. Like, it's like, if you want to break up with her, man the F up. Even pull a, hey, for I want to focus on the game. Let's separate this and revisit
something,
it
right?
up.
Yeah.
Something,
yeah.
But to have everyone do your dirty, dirty, dirty work that is totally self-motivated.
I mean, there's like 3 degrees in there that just kept, like, you know, losing my respect. Obviously, one, that was the beginning. But then, to the fact that he was, like, having CT do his dirty work. I was like, come on, bro. Like, you're already going to snake her up, but then you can't even man up and talk
right.
to her.
Leroy
really
and
did.
All right, well, yeah, so let's get to this the obstacle course.
I thought that was cool.
All right, so I think this is where we're finally going to disagree for the first time tonight, guys. So we have the challenge tonight's the obstacle course. It's a 120-foot obstacle course, which they have to get across. They have someone in the middle, a cock blocker, an opponent blocker in the middle, and if you get that opponent blocker
the defender, then
if you get that person off, then you have a free, basically just a free walk across it.
Right.
The only thing cool about it was that there was the blocker there, but then it wasn't cool because
when the blocker was gone.
Right, but there's also no room, though, to get around the blocker. You kind of just had to stand there, and those tiles that they're on, those are used. I grew up on a lake. Those are used to, like, you run up jet skis on it to park your jet ski on it. They're supposed to be slippery. They're slippery as hell. You can't get any grip on the damn thing, so you can't do anything cool as far as the wrestling match on a literally 2-foot thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once that cock blocker's gone, you just walk up.
See,
that's boring.
That's where it lost it for me. I thought each time someone was going to have a blocker. So
agreed.
The fact that they could just go, I was like, oh, that's stupid. Like, I mean, personally, that looks fun to do. Like, I want to do that. I was like, that's cool.
Yes.
Do it. But as far as the challenge, when they lost, like, the competitive aspect of having to, like, go through something, I was like, well, then that kind of sucks. Like, what's the point? So, for me, that's where it lost it as far as the challenge itself goes. I mean, I want to try that. That looked fun. But again, like, it was just kind of, like, lame once. Like I said, once the guys threw the challenge, I was kind of like, okay. Well, then,
yeah.
You know?
I don't even think the boat was going that fast, was it? Because I was looking
cool
at
it was, like, whipping around or
right,
something.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
So
just
that's
going
what,
a straight
like,
line.
If you've, I mean, so I grew up on a lake, and when you're behind a boat, yeah, I keep saying it, and when you're behind a boat and it's going in a straight line, like, it's the easiest thing to stay on any type of thing that's floating back there.
Right.
It's not a problem. We used to have a million tubes behind boats and stuff, and you can, if you're, but if the boat is curving and stuff, then you start going over wakes up. But I don't think that that type of material would be able to go over wakes. But if they just had a bunch of tubes behind the damn thing, and then they start curving, now you're going over the wakes, and it's a lot harder. But
that makes sense.
I don't know, I didn't like the block. The blocker thing was lame. It just sat there.
It could have been cool though.
All you do is drag the person off, and they're done.
Agreed that the whole defender thing was stupid. I thought it was a good foreshadow of us seeing that Jenny, as strong and as much of a beast as she is not an aggressive person.
Yeah, that's so interesting, right?
She's strong, but she doesn't want to get physical.
Definitely hurt her tonight.
Well, and Cam was able to knock her out. Not that Cam's nothing, but I thought, oh, Jenny's going to take, you know, we all think surely Jenny, if she had that bulldozer mentality, has the physicality to do it, but she doesn't.
That was a good match, Cam and Jenny.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was good.
No, it was good.
But you would think
but
Jenny would take her down.
There's no way that defender is going to get pushed. They're both either going to fall off or the person trying to get across, there's no way that the person's going to get by the defender. There's no way. It was dumb.
I didn't like it because you guys are thinking like real gameplay stuff. And I'm thinking social strategy. I enjoyed watching this. I did think it looked fun. It's one thing I would not hate to do.
It looked fun. Yeah.
It looked cool. Yeah. Sans defender. I don't want to fight anybody. I would just like to just run right over. Yeah. But second, it was very telling CT's behavior making big D moves for the first time. He's coming out so winging, which I thought was stupid again. Never, even though we all know and the alliances are drawn in the sand, I don't think it's ever cool to blatantly insult so many people. Like, you're telling your team you do not give a S about the girl. Like, it's crap.
You know, like I said, I ride with CT, and that, I was like, man, like, what, that, I lost respect for him in this episode. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, oh, come on, CT.
Here's my whole thing. Unless you're trying to get Kaylee out, which I understand, because I really do think she's going to be so screw you over in a final.
Yeah, she is.
Every one of those other girls, I think, is going to do fine in a final. It's not going to be an issue where it's like, they're so far behind.
Right.
So why not just do it, CT? Why not just complete it? Who cares? And have some fun with you. You would have got to wrestle Zach. You guys are boys. It would have been kind of fun to see you guys go against each other on the little 2x4 platform.
Right.
Whatever. And,
I mean, at the very least, at least pretend like you're trying.
Exactly. You
know what I mean? Pull a banana.
It was funny watching the whole rock, paper, scissors. But then at the same time, it was kind of like, that's sucks.
And Josh said it best. He was like, you're looked at as.
Shut up, Josh.
You're looked at as a legend on here, and you're screwing up. You're screwing all that up by doing that.
I'm going to now add to my Shut Up Josh some Shut Up Rogan, too.
Okay, great. Because
he also had Josh and Rogan don't get to speak on challenge. That's how I feel. That's why I'm saying eye roll Shut Up Josh. Well, he's like, as a competitor. It's like, Josh, you what? Where did he come from? Where is he? Why is he? Does he ever make it anywhere?
To jump on your bandwagon, Logan Knight writes, Joss and Rogan are furniture. So yeah, there you go. They shouldn't be speaking.
Joss?
I don't like Joss.
Joss has a good heart. He's just a
It's not like I don't like Joss. I just think he's kind of blah.
Yeah, he's a... And he's
you want
a,
to use the P word for
he's
him?
He's a kitty cat.
Oh!
He won't make any fold. At least Rogan, stupid, bullheaded, very dumb, not smart move, is making some moves, whether they're wrong-headed or right.
You can tell Joss has more of a conscience, more of a heart, I would say, you know.
I mean, Pauly did... Joss, again, I wouldn't have been able to forget Pauly, who he's now ride or die for. I am not blaming Pauly for this, but Pauly cost him and Sylvia would have won. Pauly cost him by saying, if you throw this, I'll never use my grenade on you, $1 million. So to sort of be cool with that, just show, I think Joss is very trusting. And, you know, do we want to see him go through the ringer and become a villain? Not necessarily. Or do we? But
I don't think he could become a villain, really. I mean, people would have to do it for him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
all right, so... Let's wrap this part up. I just love Jordan going after CT after that.
Yeah,
that was his way. He went on his way. But what did I say to you guys last week? I said Jordan does not want to run a final with CT because he doesn't want 270 pounds to carry around.
Yeah.
I said that last week, and now Jordan's saying it.
Yeah, but rightfully so to call him.
Oh yeah,
hell yeah.
Because he's talking about a weak link. In theory, that could be a weak link, right?
It is.
So, that's fair.
Also, though, CT was like, stop crying, Jordan. Jordan does cry. Jordan does cry.
I'm surprised. It happened.
But he could back it up, too, you know? I mean, absolutely. He had a valid point.
I'm surprised, like, they didn't, like, start, like, fighting or anything, because he was taking low blows, talking about his weight.
And... Yeah. But at the same time, though, CT knows that he even said he didn't want to do it. He's like, I didn't love my decision. So I don't think, even though Jordan's jumping on CT, I think CT's like, well, yeah, he has good reason to, though.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to fight him over this one.
My thing is,
I know I'm in the wrong.
If I was CT and I have done all these challenges, you know, all these challenges more than these other people, I would just be like, I'm not doing this because he has.
Why did CT have to go first? Why didn't the production or someone put CT first for a reason, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't want to throw more conspiracies out there. But yeah, I mean, production, let's be honest, probably put CT first to make it more that Rogan didn't have to do the dirty work again. But in theory, why didn't production put Rogan first? and really show his, because I mean, maybe they wanted the storyline to show his true colors later on in the story,
yeah,
right? I mean, you don't want it to build at the front,
and then
you want it at the end to see the villain
really
come
out. And then
more
shock factor of CT doing it too, so it's just more added in,
yeah,
more drama.
Yeah.
So.
The also idiotic thing.
Producers
about,
are smart. They were smart for this episode. They did some good moves.
They're smart. We are on the edge of our seats for an hour and a half, and I'm wishing there was more. Like, I'd watch 3 hours of it. But CT got in the boat and flopped around like a dead fish. Like, he was not trying on any level to be subtle. So I don't know if that was produced or his line in the sand, but the CT was making a statement. So
Well, he should have made a statement by just playing the game and saying, look, I've been sitting on the fence all season, might as well sit on the fence for one more episode.
Even if he felt Tori's a great competitor, she fell off second number one. I mean, he could have slipped off.
What were they gonna do if CT actually did it? Like, if he did it and then the next person had to blow it, like, what are they gonna do? CT,
do it again.
I'm mad at you now. Like, they're not gonna get mad at CT. And it was a girls' elimination anyway. CT, what are you doing? Just finish the damn, just go
ahead. That wasn't smart.
I just want to see him wrestle Zach. It's fun.
Yeah.
Two big dudes, Goliaths, going at it.
Yeah.
All right. So Austin Kim wrote, CT's not canceled, but he's on thin ice.
I agree.
Right, because we all still like CT, but come on, man.
CT has credit. Like, CT's got a line of credit. We'll give him
one mistake
credit,
won't make it that bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, speaking of credit, we got to give some credit to all the wonderful people out there. Benny, you got some words?
Yeah, we do. We are at AfterBuzz TV. Just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN TV talk. And in order for us to grow, we need your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. If you're on iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star. Working at AfterBuzz means so much to us. And we just want to continue to give you guys amazing content. And
speaking of content, we've got a tribunal of Leroy, Nani, and Cam. Ooh, what do we think of this tribunal? This threesome going at it all night.
I was going to say, this is a very, there's so many scenarios in this whole thing.
Yeah, there is.
And there's so, again, this has got to be so produced because there's just too many perfect situations.
It was,
And they set it up too in the opening vignettes, like I call them. They set that whole little thing up so we can come back to the Leroy, Nani, Cam drama later. You've got Nani, the best friend. You've got Cam, the former lover slash.
Right.
New lover slash current lover.
Leroy torn between the two.
And stuck in the middle, is the lead.
Best friend or lover.
Yeah.
Who do you choose?
that classic
and then
triangle.
And then, God damn it, when Cam goes to his bed and gives her those puppy dog eyes and those lips are out puffed, I'm like, Leroy, I'm going with Cam too, baby.
Yeah.
And I like Nani more than Cam, so I don't know what's going on.
That's tough. Leroy so many times in this. Like, and it's funny that everyone thinks Leroy is playing a dishonest game or something. I think he's the most transparent, honest player.
He's trying.
I'll say yes.
Trying.
That's the problem, Benny. Yeah. You're right. Here's the thing. I just want Leroy to join Jordan's team so bad. First of all, even the numbers.
Yeah.
Second of all, I honestly think, after Tori's performance tonight, you don't think that Tori and Jordan are like even more of a power couple now? I mean, I'd be on their team all the way.
Tori and Jordan
are
on the Brits team right now, first of all.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
It doesn't matter what side you're on. What side is Cam on? I mean, what side is Kaylee on? She's on the UK side, but she's literally
working with the US.
Thank you. That's
but
my point. Who cares
no
if Leroy
idea
works with Jordan?
What's going to happen? I don't know. What if it never
tonight? Jordan did say they told. He says Jordan says. I think you can see it. He said they told us we're staying as teams and we're not going individually. He said
no.
It to Leroy at the bar.
He said.
What did he say?
They told us this is team. I don't think
they said
the future.
They?
But he made we came
they?
In. They told us this is a team.
I don't think they're going to break them up.
I don't think they're
it's too far into the game.
I think
like,
it's
going to
be either the Brits win or the U.S. wins.
Right.
And it's going to be like the top three finishers get. Well, then maybe they break it up in like time-wise for the individual because they can't give.
What are they going to do?
How do they split up the money? I don't know. Maybe they'll split the money like 8 ways on each side.
No.
I don't like that. I think those two top three finishers.
With Battle of the Sexes where.
That was like in 1998.
True.
I don't know. That's probably not that. Probably 2005. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, we keep saying that it hasn't happened yet. And as far as we know, like if I'm playing this game right now, and I know I'm in here and you know, we're supposed to play as a team. I'm playing with the team mentality until they tell me you guys are separated.
Then you're then so Leroy's making the right choice, you know, then going with Paulie and them, because he's technically on US. But I think he should run with Jordan and Torrey.
Yeah,
that'd be a nice player for them to have, a nice addition.
They really are all a little dumb for doing this to one another without knowing how it's going to break down.
Yeah,
because
they're going so hard on each other this season. It's ridiculous.
Jordan, Rogan. Like, if the good people on each team started working together, if they knew, they don't know what they're doing. And I have a TJ is going to pull out a fast one, and maybe they are going to be teams
the whole
time.
I hope so.
So all this nonsense is really going to have been stupid.
For nothing.
I wrote this down. Rogan, grow some balls and vote D in.
Or don't? Or because just tell her you want to break up?
I don't even know if it's like, I mean, I get he's probably not that into her anymore. He got what he wanted, and maybe he liked her at first, but then it kind of wore off, whatever, you know, happened.
But just break up after the show.
Just break up right now and say, and just break up. Who cares?
Like sending her home is man such
up.
A...
Man up, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
that's
serious.
Yeah. But I watched the tribunal voting, and he voted in Torrey. Rogan raised his hand for Torrey. Wouldn't that be the moment, if you really want to make a big bang about it, instead it had to be all done behind the back after?
He doesn't want to make a big bang about it. He's a
He, like, literally went to everybody else behind the scenes.
It was so gross.
But can you make this decision for me? Can you go talk to her for me? It's like, why couldn't do anything.
Why couldn't he just pull her aside at the beginning of the episode and just tell her what was up?
Because he knew it was stupid what he was doing, and he knew he was going to get a lot of backlash from her.
Okay, and what did he get by not telling
still
her?
Still a lot
the
of backlash.
There we go. There it is.
During that conversation, though, where they're saying this is what we want, CT's fighting hard for two, which I don't get, I don't understand why Paulie or someone or Leroy didn't go, that's not a good idea, Rogan. That's not good for our alliance.
Well, Leroy did do that. He did do that at first.
Said, whoa,
he was just like, wow,
not...
that's, yeah. He
said, at least let me tell the girls.
Right.
Like, Leroy was the only one to do that also. Yeah. Paulie was like, I like that idea. Like, I can go with that.
I think Paulie was just... giving that he wasn't going to say
but
no.
I mean, Leroy was the only one that was like, yo, that's messed up, you know?
Yeah.
It is messed up.
So in this bar scene, Leroy gets pulled away from the conversation with Nani by Cam because Cam thinks that Nani's going to swing his vote, okay? Later on in the episode, Leroy's having the conversation with Cam, and Nani comes in to try to pull him away, and Cam gets very upset by this. And she's like, you know, I don't want you in our conversation. But Cam, you just did the exact same thing that Nani did in the bar probably an hour prior. So so Cam was pissing me off. It was my point.
Coincidence,
there.
By the way, coincidence
that Cam's making me upset.
That they did the same thing.
Like, I mean, but that's my point. Like, you did it first, Cam, and so then Nani does it to you. But then you say, I can't believe you would do this, Cam. You started it, kind of. Yeah, they were just having a conversation at the table. Bothered me. I don't know. What are your thoughts on the Cam Nani Leroy?
I've always backed Cam too. I like Cam, but this episode I'm with Nani on this. You know, I felt for Nani on this, to be honest. You know, and I think the friendship that her and Leroy have and everything they've done together, and I mean, it's one of those things that, like, and I know Lee's trying. That's a hard spot to be in. You know, it sucks. You're kind of torn between the two. That's tough, but I mean, I'm riding with Nani on this one, and I think she held her ground, and I like how she did get up, you know, in the face of Cam and was like, no, like, you're going to tell me what's
going
on. The
way she walked into that room was a mood, and I was feeling
it.
Yeah, I was like,
get out of her way.
I don't think it should be a hard decision, but when it comes to Leroy choosing between Cam and Nani. Nani has been there since day one. Yeah, Cam, he loves her, but they're not even boyfriend-girlfriend.
Here's the issue, though. That's not his alliance. His alliance is with Cam. Cam and Nani's his best friend, but she's on the other alliance.
Well, I'm
going to
say this, though. Leroy, Cam broke your heart. Nani's been by your side.
Right.
You know?
But damn, I'm looking at Killa Cam, and I'm like, wow, she looks real.
That's true. That's it.
She looks very pretty. Can I say she looks pretty in 2019 still? I think Cam's pretty. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Can we yell that?
But Cam is treating Leroy like he doesn't have his own mind. He's like he said, he's a grown man. He can make his own decision. And
is
that's
Cam using Leroy for the game, Pam?
I think partly.
You to say yes or no. You guys say yes or no to that?
No.
Okay. Ooh.
No, I don't think so.
Hot take.
two things. I think both of them, poor Leroy, is being pulled, and they're both Simmy using him. I think they're using him as much as each other because he's a number. I don't think anyone's using him more than that they actually love him, but they both want him on their side.
Agree, but Nani already has a nice side, though, so I don't know if she's using him as much as maybe Cam is.
I love Nani. He's already claimed to be on. He's already made his choice. So
yes, he has.
The reason why it wasn't like Cam just strutted up and said, "Why are you talking to Nani?" He was sitting at a table with the alternate alliance, who was saying to him, "Leroy, if you joined us, we'd have the numbers." That's exactly what Cam was fearing. He wasn't just talking to his friend Nani. He was sitting there.
And that's fine. Yeah, but Cam should trust him that he knows what he's doing. Because again, he's a grown man. He should be able to do what he wants to do.
Agreed with all these things, and I think Leroy. I said it great in the room. He's like, I think you guys are both doing this for Leroy, and Leroy's fine. Yeah. Like, he was great. He shut it down and had them sort of break it off. I get both their points. Right. I'm sorry.
I don't mind Cam pulling Leroy away, but you notice Nani didn't go and bother them. She let them have a nice conversation at the bar. And then Nani...
Because they're a couple.
That's a fine line. Please write us in the live chat if they're a couple or not.
So Leroy,
and I think they still are. So
Leroy can't have a conversation with his best friend
with another alliance that he's no longer than Cam. To sway him. Of course he can, but if it was
what's Cam trying to do? Sway him back.
Exactly. Yeah, so I mean, it's a fine line.
Again,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Cam is saying, yes, I am trying to sway him, and Nani's going, no, separate game. He's my friend. It's like, you're not separating game. You also want him on your alliance. You're guilting him. Come on, let's call everything what it is. Everyone that's playing victim in this game, they're not fighting for the team. It's just because you're on the losing side right now.
Yeah.
And Nani, I love Nani, but she's sitting here going, God, game. Game's different. Friends, well, you're making this a lot about game with Leroy. All your angst with him is not because you're upset about your friendship. You're upset that he's not on your alliance.
Ready for the live chat? In a row, they ain't no damn couple. Next line. Kaylee and Cam and Leroy said that Leroy are together. Not an official couple. I would say it's complicated. Best friends now, I believe. It's gray. I mean, no one knows what they have. Everyone wrote something different in the live chat.
Well, they were even saying it in the video. They're like, this is bad. This is, you know, we probably shouldn't be doing this. But they're like... Okay, you know what I mean?
If I'm Leroy, I'm saying the same damn thing.
But that right there proves that they're not officially a couple. They're not together.
All right, let's get to this because I want to leave time for the news and gossip in the game. We got to get to the Polly, CT, Joss, Rogan, Leroy all talking on the dock. They decide they all, you know, we're throwing D in, and D finds out. Oh my God, I felt so bad for her. But at the same time, I'm like, I believe she's going to be single now. All right, anyways, go on. What are your thoughts?
I felt like Ninja should have been like the first person to say something.
I agree.
You see Ninja sitting at the table,
keeping
her mouth shut?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, how about this? Kaylee at the table, she's shocked. Kaylee's like, oh my God. I'm like, Kaylee, you should be happy they're throwing D in because you were next in line.
How about CT's slumber party? How about that cute, that was the one. CT and all the gals.
All the gals trying to, like, hanging out. Him, like, but you know, D was in that slumber party too, and then she got screwed over. D was in there.
I felt, no joke, this whole episode with this whole D thing, I felt like I was watching like The Godfather or something, you know? Like, they were setting up to make a hit. Like, they were like, oh, we're taking out, like, so-and-so. Like, and they were conspiring within the team to, like, set him up and, like, take him out. I was like, oh, this just feels so dirty. And, like, they know what's going on. They're, like, literally at the table, like, facing her, like, oh, everything's cool. But they know, like, dude, we're going to take you out right now. It's like, oh, it just felt so dirty.
So dirty to try and take out, again, all along, it's been numbers on our team, numbers in our alliance, numbers. Why on would you try and take
Here's
out?
The thing. D is technically in their alliance, and so is Kaylee. Who's the stronger competitor?
Right.
D. So why wouldn't you put Kaylee in if they're both in your alliance? Clearly, Kaylee's more in your alliance than D is.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what they're thinking. Because why? Yeah. What are we doing?
It is
all because
idiotic.
Rogan wants D to go in. Screw you, Rogan. You haven't done anything. David's been saving all season. You go, David.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
So dumb. And one of the most sincerely heartbreaking moments I feel
of
like.
Of him lying to her 100 times when he had to talk with her? Oh, my God. That was awful.
And her crying and being like, I feel so stupid. Like, have you ever been there where you're like, I've been played and I believed. Like, she was
crazy.
It was so upsetting that Ashley was talking to her at some point and crying. And I believe it was genuine tears of empathy. Like, that's how awful and heartbreaking that was. Like, that was hard to watch, almost, how upset she was.
Yeah.
Because, it sucks to be blindsided and have $1 million taken away from you, potentially. But B, to have someone that you really think, I think she believed they had a future together. And he's saying she's not, you're just not ready to run a final, babe. Like,
and she's like, who started the conversation? Well, but a couple people were talking about it. No, Rogan. He literally just lies and lies and built. I can't stand him.
Disgusting.
And the fact he knows he's on national TV, why not just come clean with all this? Right. What are you doing? Right. You think we're not going to find out? You think, I mean, production obviously is swinging it that way if he maybe said something a little different. No, this is blatantly, he said it this way and he lied to her. There's no getting out of this, Rogan.
He would have looked so much better if he just would have just broke up with her. Absolutely. Say, hey, I don't think this is working out. I think we should just, be
so
friends.
Weird. And now guess what?
So much better.
She's there for another week and we get to watch the storyline next week.
And now it's a guy's elimination.
And this is going to destroy.
So I think, what if the girls blow, or the UK girls should blow it and throw Rogan in against Joss?
That would be awesome.
What's going to happen? Like, I wish the girls would now go, Team America, forget it.
Why wouldn't the UK girls blow it next week and say, stand up for your girl D, women empowerment 2019, baby, and throw in, I'm so excited about this, and throw in Rogan. I would love that.
Rogan versus CT.
I don't care who he goes against.
Because
Jordan wants CT, and the girls will now want Rogan.
Yeah, because why doesn't Jordan go to the girls? The girls go to Jordan and say, hey, let's make this happen.
Yeah.
We'll save you, Jordan. We'll save you. Don't worry. Because he's probably going to be nervous.
Something.
Well, he has to be careful, though, because it is a guy's elimination, so he doesn't want to.
Because now everyone is terrified.
Who's
going to
be fighting for that? Who's
going
to be fighting for that tribunal, though? Who would be fighting so hard to get in that tribunal?
Everyone is going to be on that tribunal.
And they lost Jenny, who was in their alliance on that team. All it is Jordan and Tori on that team and everyone else against them, right? They don't have anybody else. They just lost Jenny.
Yeah.
They don't have anybody else. That sucks. All right. Let's get to this hall brawl. I don't think we saw it coming, but it is Jenny that gets put in. We obviously knew that Tori was going to get put in. I was rooting for Tori. Trust me, 100%. I thought Jenny was going to destroy her.
Yeah.
I know that Tori's got the heart and stuff, but just body-wise, Jenny's built really sturdy and strong and scary. I wouldn't want to go against Jenny. I was telling Betty this. I don't want to go against Jenny.
Here's the thing, and there's so many things to this too, because I always say, we call this glamour muscles. There's a million dudes out there that look huge and ripped and bulky, but when it comes to performing, dang gosh.
What is that?
So it's which we call glamour muscles. It looks cool.
Yeah, you do
but
curls
you
for the girls.
Yeah.
You know?
But you can't.
Or buys for
nothing.
The guys, whatever you were into.
So
I'm just saying.
So there's this joke, right? So the bigger the muscles you have, the more oxygen you intake. Your conditioning has to be up. There's so many factors too, right? But the thing is, a lot of people get intimidated by people that look like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you see guys like Jordan that'll just stomp on guys. Because it becomes it's more about your conditioning, your endurance, your heart.
Yeah,
all of that, right?
And we call it popcorn muscles. Derek a couple seasons ago, we'd call him popcorn muscles because he's so fit. But then when it comes to something physical,
folds.
Tori's ex.
Yeah. But here's the thing too, my two favorite girls that are left in the house are now going against each other. So I was super bummed. I didn't want to see any of them go home. So
we were all rooting for Tori, and you were
on
the fence.
Because I was like, dude, either one, I'm bummed. These are the only two girls that I truly care for still in the house, and now they're going against each other. I was really hoping, as much as it sucked for Dee, I was really hoping she would have got thrown in, because, no offense, but I wouldn't care if she had gone home over Jenny or Tori. I really wanted to see the UK team do something. I was like, those are two strong girls. They can kick some
butt. I look at storylines. And if I'm looking at a storyline there, I want Tori to come back to be with Jordan, and still they are the team. Because, Jenny and Jordan are good, but they're not, obviously,
and
engaged
Jenny,
to be married and have a closer relationship. Jenny doesn't know Jordan from a hole in the wall.
A nice girl.
And she's
didn't
nice.
Even
she didn't have a storyline. She was known as the muscle, supposedly, and she got run over by Tori.
And again, no offense on her. Destroyed, as Jordan said. She didn't just beat her.
She demolished her.
Her butt kicked. And, it's one of those things that sucks, though, because now the UK just lost, one of their very best.
Is
group.
Jenny that
God
good
sucks.
Though? I mean, is
Pam,
she good?
I might jump
is
on
she,
your bandwagon.
Yeah,
she's performed okay in the other challenges.
She's been all right.
And this challenge, she got stomped.
Remember, this is her first challenge too.
Yep.
That's what I will say. There was a huge. It was obvious the lack of experience that she
and
showed
aggression.
In this. And I don't think it's because she's not that good. It's just the inexperience factor. You can see it. From the moment that she first took off, she was almost standing directly up. When you're going head to head like that, you want to get low, drop that shoulder,
right.
drop drive, just have a strong base, use those quads. She has huge quads. She could have dominated if she knew what she was doing. But she ran, like, almost straight up. And, dude, you're going to get knocked over if you do that. Then the second time, she tried to change it up, and she was almost touching the ground. And that's why Tori just went, knocked her right over. Mm-hmm. She got way too low. So I think it's more of just an inexperience, especially in that kind of setting. I don't know if she's even ever played football or anything. Yeah. But, you know, it's a total different thing, lifting weights and working out and physical contact, you know. Two different things. So
absolutely.
Any other thoughts on the elimination?
It was a good elimination.
Good job, Tori.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
She killed it.
So good. Let's get to news and gossip. Bam, bam, ba, bam, bam, nice. Ba, bam, ba. There it is. Oh, here it is. Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Two quick news things that I have. Ashley Marie Kelsey, who's like best friends with Tori. I think they were on Are You the One together, or they were on opposite seasons, whatever. They were both on Are You the One. She wrote, "Nah, I'm with those two pretty much every day," and she did not know. Ha ha. In talking about Jordan Marie. And Tori, and saying that Tori really did not know, and Carr is full of it. All right, that's one news for you. I decided to reach out to my good friend, Cara Maria. And I reached out to her on Twitter and on Instagram. And I wrote to her. I wrote at Cara Maria, whatever her Twitter thing is. "Just wanted to let you know, as discussed via our after show on AfterBuzz TV, that Pamela Gross Jill has agreed to treat you to a spa day and next time you're in LA. We noticed you're having a rough season on the challenge. We wanted to help. DM me." So, Cara, you've been reached. Let's make it happen.
Let's make amends with Disney Dan.
We go to Disneyland after your spa. You know, it'll be
we're
nice.
We're gonna have a spa day. We're gonna on go me. To color me mine. I'm not gonna spoil all my plans.
Yeah, Pam and I will go splitsies on some relax. Stuff. We're gonna make this money thing work. We're gonna treat Car. Okay, let's get to my
nice.
Game. All right, and nice now for my official game show music. Let's see what the producer does with that. Nice. All right, there it is. All right,
there it is.
I put him on his toes. It was good. All right, so I wrote down some comments that have been written about. There it is.
Ooh.
Good job.
Ooh,
I wrote down some comments that real fans have written about challengers.
Oh, this is fun.
And they all are about challengers from this season. I'm going to read you what they wrote, and you're going to tell me who they're talking about. I've got your names written down on this paper. You guys don't really have to write. You only get one guess.
Okay.
You're each going to tell me your guess. I'm going to say the real answer. Whoever got it right, I put a check mark next to your name. There's a 10 or 11 here.
Okay.
So whoever has the most at the end wins. Okay. Here's the first confession.
What do we win?
A kiss from me?
No, I don't want that.
I quit.
Back off, guys.
Come on, guys. All right. I'm going to get rid of the he's and the she's and the names, okay? "Honestly, I loved Blank in Vendettas through Final Reckoning. Before those seasons, Blank was too sensitive. Now Blank is too bitchy. Who is this person talking about? Go down. Just give me one name. This is someone that's on the challenge this season. Okay. There's nothing like crazy.
Do you want to?
You say it out loud.
I'll go last.
You say one name.
Nani.
Cara Maria.
David.
Cara.
All right. Benny and David are getting a point. It's Cara Maria. Blank is overrated as F. Blank's done absolutely nothing to prove Blank. Prove me wrong.
Cara.
Anyone? I'm not going to say the real answer till the end, obviously, because then that would give
Turbo.
Away.
Turbo.
Come on! It's this season. Anybody?
Jenny!
You could say Jenny. Yeah, I don't know. Who do you want
to
say?
I'm changing mine to Jenny.
Okay.
Maybe CT?
And the answer is Cam. Someone wrote that about Cam.
Wow. Wait, Cam said that or someone
No, someone wrote, because, all these things are written by a fan about them. "I love Blank as a person, but I feel Jenny and Theo are right. Blank wouldn't make it through a final."
Jenny and
Theo. Yeah, Jenny and Theo think this person would not make it through a final.
D.
Oh, D. I don't know.
Some of these get easier, I promise, guys.
D.
They wrote it about Kaylee, actually.
Oh, I almost said, dang it.
Ah, all right.
Damn it.
"Blank is probably one of the worst competitors the challenge has ever seen. Blank may have completed the final last season, but Blank's performance this season has been terrible."
Ninja.
Pam?
Yeah, Ninja makes sense.
All right, y'all, you all are winning that one.
Okay. My first point, we got two, one, two.
You all are in it. "I used to love Blank, one of my favorites, but now Blank's just a floater. Blank floats his way to the finals. Blank's not a good competitor. Like Blank used to be."
CT,
yeah.
Y'all are on it. Nice Woo. Job. See, I told you to get easier. "The hype around Blank, I don't get. Blank cheated on her Blank with
Uh-oh.
Blank, but gets a pass."
Tori. Yeah.
David.
Tori.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That's a long one.
Take their gender out because it's.
Good. I did. "I felt so bad for Blank this season. Blank deserved a place in the final, but blank. Oh, Georgia. But Blank's musty teammates kept throwing him in.
Ah. Oh, him.
Damn it. Oh. No.
Theo.
Theo, yeah. It's gotta Theo, be Theo.
Yeah.
Damn it. I could have maybe got you guys. I don't have a confession, just a question. Why does Blank keep saying that Blank has proved Blank, Blank's self? For the love of God, someone please answer this.
Rogan?
Wait, ooh, can you guess. Say it again?
I don't have a confession, just a question. Why does Blank keep saying Blank's proved Blank's self? For the love of God, someone please answer me this.
Josh!
You got Jordan? Rogan, Josh.
Jordan?
Whoa, David with Rogan!
All right, David.
David's
in the
lead. 6-5, and Pam's got 4.
Oh, man!
I liked Blank during other seasons, but Blank's intensity and poor sportsmanship this season made me dislike Blank.
Cara.
I can usually find a reason to root for everyone on the show, but I couldn't root for Blank.
It has Cara. To be Cara.
Cara, yeah.
Laurel!
Oh!
I thought unsportsmanship would give it away, because the suckets.
I liked that, though. So I'm cool with that.
I'm convinced Blank would totally be cool and would want to work it out with Blank if it wasn't for Blank. He's never said a bad thing about Blank in confessionals.
Polly?
We know. Polly. Some Polly and Jordan and whatever about Carl.
It's Polly. You guys agree. Last one. And Benny, you need this to tie, and Pam, you're out. Sorry. David, you have to get this wrong. This is the best one too. I can't stand Blank. Blank is like the high school kid who desperately wants to be cool, calling Nani Nans, declaring Blank self besties with the popular kids.
Josh,
yeah.
And David is our winner.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. David.
David, yay. You got 8 out of 11.
Nice.
So you guys actually all did really well. 8-7.
Thank you.
8-7 and 6.
Five.
You got six.
There we go.
You would have got Josh. You would have got that last one, Josh.
You are not in the tribunal.
That's why I saved Josh for last for you, because I was hoping that would be the winner for you, Pam, because you love Josh so much.
I love that part. Whoever said that. Who said that?
They're all anonymous.
Oh, gosh. Those were some great quotes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Good job, Dan. Good game.
All right. Anyways, I want to thank you guys so much for joining us here at the Challenge After Show at AfterBuzz TV. My name is Daniel Lingard. You can find me at TikTok at IdiotBoxBoys. Benny.
What's up, guys? Thanks again for joining us. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
You can find me at Pamela Gross Jill. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We love your feedback. We love continuing the conversation. So please hit us up. Give us news and gossip. You guys are on it. Thank you.
And you guys can find me on TikTok as well. At David Christopher Official, or Instagram David_Christopher Official. Something like that. But thank you guys so much again for hanging out, joining us. We love hearing your comments, your feedback. Always a good time. Hope you guys aren't too tired tomorrow for work. See you next time, guys. Thank you.
See you guys later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.